A new report says that Iraqi security forces are illegally detaining and routinely torturing prisoners. The report from the group Human Rights Watch also says that the U.S. and other countries have not pressed the Iraqi government to end the abuse. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has details.
Human Rights Watch interviewed 90 former and current Iraqi prisoners between July and October of last year. 72 of them said they had been tortured or otherwise mistreated during detention and interrogation. The interviewees included Shiite militia, insurgents, and common criminals. The report's author, Hania Mufti, says the detainees allege a wide range of abuses.
They talk about the routine beatings to various parts of the body, including with hose pipes, with metal pipes and cables and so on. They talk about being suspended for prolonged periods with their hands tied behind their back, causing dislocation of the shoulder joints. They talk about the application of electric shocks to sensitive parts of the body, such as the earlobes and the genitals.
Human Rights Watch adds that they interviewed Iraqi judges and doctors who confirmed many of the allegations. The report also charges that detainees were often arrested without warrants, denied access to lawyers, extorted by jailers, and held in squalid conditions. The report complains that U.S. and international advisors working with Iraqi police haven't given them enough human rights training, and it says the Iraqi government has failed in its legal obligation to stop the abuse. Sarah Leah Whitson covers the Middle East for Human Rights Watch.
As in any country, ultimately, the chief of state is responsible for abuses and torture that occur by official agents. You know, and the standard of law is you knew or you should have known.
A spokesman for Iraq's interior minister said that the government would investigate the allegations, but he questioned the report's accuracy. In Washington, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said that the U.S. government was aware of the report and would look into the charges. He said Iraqi security forces need training to become more professional.
Many times these are people who know how to shoot. And what they need is training in how to organize and operate a modern, effective police force or military that can operate with the consent of the citizenry and with the leadership of a civilian government.
Iraqi Human Rights Minister Bakhtiar Amin conceded in an interview with the Reuters news agency that abuses had occurred. He blamed this partly on the aftermath of what he called 3.5 decades of dictatorship and widespread torture in Iraq. Human Rights Watch also notes a certain continuity. It claims that many of Saddam Hussein's former law enforcement officials remain in their old jobs. Only their bosses have changed. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.